When dawn came, I had my first proper sight of Russia. Despite the snow, everything looked gray. Mile after mile of rickety shacks, thin wisps of smoke curling up from every stovepipe. Then the factories. Vast concrete mausoleums. Foundries belching out clouds of yellow steam.
Moscow! Moscow!
Moscow! I'd made it. Alec had promised me faithfully that someone would be there to meet me at the station. I looked helplessly around for a friendly face. I was starting to panic when...
Mr. Max, please.
I spun round to find myself face to chest with a figure the size and shape of a large wardrobe.
Welcome to our beautiful city. I shall be guide and interpreter for duration of your visit. I am Comrade Malyekinov.
The dame staring down at me, and I use the term loosely, was wearing a man's double-breasted overcoat, which hung down to the tops of her enormous galoshes. Jammed over her head was a huge brown fur hat. Thick steel-rimmed glasses and a large mole on her chin completed the ensemble.
Any questions, please?
Yeah. Who do I have to bribe around here to get a salt beef sandwich on rye with coleslaw and a pickle on the side?
That is a joke.
Yeah, that is joke.
I go organize luggage.
The entire population of Russia, and they send me the one babushka with less sense of humor than a stale bagel.
Mr. Marx, please, we go to hotel now. Prinesite bagage! Bagage!